to Where Brains Meet Beauty, hosted by Jody Katz, founder and creative director of Base Beauty Creative Agency.
Hello, our Where Brains Meet Beauty listeners. This is Jody Katz, your host. Today, I am joined by our VP Client Success, Eleni. Hello, Eleni.
Hi, Jody. I'm very excited for this one. Tell me what's new in your Base Beauty world.
Well, so much. Let's talk today about Kaoli. They're a fascinating brand we've been working with for over a year, and everything they do is sort of touched with magic. So I think it'd be a good conversation for today.
Yeah, absolutely. We have just come off the heels of an event with Kaoli. They always show up in a really bold, sensorial way, and this event was no exception. It was vibrant, immersive, and designed to be experiential and shared.
So Mona, the founder, loves, you know, sharing her philosophy on fragrance and fragrance layering. So they built out a really adorable food truck that offered fragrance-inspired treats along with fragrance samples. Mm-hmm. And our role was to make sure people showed up. So literally blocks-long waiting line to experience the cafe. So we generated a lot of media attention for this and influencer coverage for it, of course, the UGC. And the team is so proud of the effort.
Yeah, we brought in creators who didn't just attend the event. We were curating the list to make sure these people would capture the moment, create content in real time, and spark the conversation across platforms. So this was part of New York Fashion Week, and we saw one of the editors post that this was her favorite event of the week, which really speaks to the impact of this moment.
Right. Our team works here because they love being at the center of culture. And when you have all these worlds coming together and you've curated these people to be in the same space at the same time, it's very thrilling for our team.
Mm-hmm. It's creating that ripple effect where the experience lives on through the people who were there as well.
So let's get into today's episode. Theme is Power Duos. And we sat down with real life partners, Rose Syard and Ben Syard, and they have a very personal story that goes way beyond beauty.
Yeah, I loved this conversation. It starts with their relationship, 23 years together, and then evolves from making music as a duo to building a business together. And you can hear that it's really an organic partnership.
We interviewed six different power duos during our power duos theme day. And it was so sweet to end with like a power duo who's power duo in business and also power duo in their real personal life. Mm-hmm. So you get to see how their strengths complement each other. Rose leads the creative and community side. Ben runs operations and logistics. And they seem to be having a lot of fun doing that together.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was interesting. It was another episode of the day where we heard from one of the power duos who's in a very busy role, who Rose herself is still answering every single direct message herself, which is like wild to us, and their community has been with them since 2012.
They shared their challenges, like when their first launch, the inventory got stuck in the port of LA and how they dealt with that. So they had to be really transparent with their fans and audience about what was going on to regain their trust, which is all we really want with our relationship with our customers, is that trust.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're into product development, you're going to love hearing about their focus on brushes and how intentional the design process is.
So theirs is a story about creativity, resilience, and building something meaningful together, both in life and in business. You've reached the end of our Power Duos theme. I'm so excited to bring you our next theme called Shelf Strategy, Curation, Commerce, and What Makes the Cut. We'll be recording these episodes on May 13th in New York City, and those episodes will roll out on streaming platforms in the following weeks.
So for now, enjoy episode 307 with Rose and Ben Syard, co-founders Rose and Ben Beauty.
Welcome to Where Brains Meet Beauty. This is our final Power Duos interview of the day. Yay! It's been an amazing day.
It's been an awesome day.
So now I have not just a power duo, but a power couple. I'm with Rose Syard. She's a makeup education and co-founder of Rose and Ben Beauty. And Ben Syard, managing partner at Rose and Ben Beauty. Welcome to Where Brains Meet Beauty.
Thank you for having us. This has been a fun day.
Thank you for being in the audience and schmoozing with so many of the
amazing
people in the room.
Amazing people.
So you hopped on a plane to get here. Mm-hmm. Where are you coming from?
We are coming from Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Thank you for the accent.
Yeah. What accent?
What accent? We all hear an accent? Come on now.
And we're going to have a career journey story, but let's talk about your personal journey, if you don't mind starting with that. Like, when did you come together? Give us the whole thing.
23 years now.
23 years together.
Yeah, just turned 41. Yeah. I mean, it was in high school. We didn't go to the same high school, but I knew her cousin.
We made our way to each other.
We found our way to each other.
Okay. Yeah. So let's start with you, Rose. How did you first meet?
Meet Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I guess it was just through a cousin of mine.
I remember you were yelling at the party, saying, don't come up to the house, because we were at a party, and she
and
had a comb.
What's in my hand is a comb. I was combing my hair. I've always had long hair. I remember. I said, don't be coming up to my house. And I remember I saw him. He was sitting on a cooler, and I was like, yeah, you can't come up to the house either, but you do seem interesting.
Okay, teenagers sitting on a cooler, house party, and it's like a teen movie.
Yeah, it was literally a teen movie.
Mm-hmm. And when you met her, Ben, what did you first think?
There's a backstory to that. I actually saw her in the mall before I even met her. And I was enamored immediately. And then I met her and I realized the person I saw in the mall was her through an old photograph that I found in her house. And I was like, holy crap, you were that girl I saw in the mall.
Me. Oh, this was just a mystery girl you noticed?
I never knew who she was. And then when we got together, I found that picture.
But then I get angry because it's like, were you thinking about her?
Well, yeah, but it was you. What do you want me to do? That's a true story. It sounds made up, but literally, I mean, I still remember the outfit she was wearing.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. And how old were you, Rose, when this was happening,
the first meets? I would have been like 17, yeah.
Well, when I first saw you, you probably would have been like 16, yeah. And I would have been, yeah. So
that's crazy.
Okay, and then the starting dating, how soon after meeting at the house party did that happen?
Oh, about a year.
Yeah.
We were friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, and then... did you ever break up? Or
no,
this is
not never. Once. This is my bestie. We even dress alike.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you, I met my husband in high school, different schools. Yeah. I met him at his house. It was in a party. It was like a get-together.
Mm. Well, that's what mine was.
Yeah. What's the difference between those?
Okay, so like, it was just one of those situations, like someone in my friend group finally had their driver's license, and a friend of mine from camp said, hey, do your friends want to come to my friend's house?
Mm. Is it under 10 people?
Yes.
Then that's what this was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. was, I guess that was a get-together.
Now too. That we know. Thanks, Jody.
So, but David and I broke up 1,000 times.
Aww.
Before actually getting together.
Well, that gets into kind of the next step. I know you want to ask, what did I want to do when I was 10? What everybody else wanted to do. I wanted to help them animals. I wanted to be a veterinarian so bad. Oh, bless them. I still kind of do.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, bless. Love you, Laura. What were you going to be?
Troublemaker, probably, at 10. And I think I succeeded pretty well up until I was 18.
Until you met me.
No, yeah. No, I was really heavily involved with soccer, and so I thought, you know, going into college and playing soccer, and there was a stint of marine biology and then corporate law and who knows what else.
You had a lot of ideas. I was just trying to make cats better.
Yeah.
That's what I really wanted to do. Still do that. But I interrupted you there to kind of take you into why one of the reasons we never broke up is because when we got together, the first thing that we started doing was music together. And I feel like at that time, my dad had become disabled. He actually had a brain lesion. He became very disabled. He was a mechanic, so he couldn't work anymore. So right at the time that I had met Ben, kind of everything was falling apart, essentially, in my family. He was, you know, unable to work. So Ben and I took over the household, and we thought, you know, what could we do? And he's like, he picks up a guitar, and he's picking a guitar. And I'm like, you play guitar? And then I start singing. I don't even remember what we started. I started singing. He's like, you sing? Because we had literally just gotten together maybe a couple months before that. And I'm like, kind of, I guess. So we went on tour and we started. We started playing any place that would allow us to play. Yeah. And then we realized, hey, they'll give us $50.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. I remember the first thing we did was a city of Alvin, which is where we met. And it was the Chamber of Commerce. And we did a car show together for $50. And we were like,
Diva.
And we played 4 hours. And we were like, we're making money playing music.
Mind you, it was in July. So it's like 80% humidity. And we're
and
like,
we thought,
we've made it.
We've done it. This is it. We're playing a car show.
We're going to be able to get shrimp and pork top ramen. Diva, we've done it. So that's one of the reasons I feel like, and I say this a lot, and it's one of my favorite sayings. If we can write songs together, we can certainly run a makeup brush company together and kind of get along a little bit.
So this was a real legit music career that you had.
It was
10
to 12 years.
Two albums.
Okay, yeah. How many songs did you write together?
Probably, you know, what makes the album Nessa, I mean, we've probably written 50 to 100 songs together, whatever that means, and different parts of songs and chorus. Oh, this is a good hook. Oh, wait, this is a good intro.
No, it's not.
Let's argue about that. This is the wrong melody.
B flat again.
God, no, not B flat. And, but we released, so our first album, I think, was 10 songs, and our second album was 9. So that's what made the records. Mm-hmm. But we've probably done 50.
I saw your record album covers.
Yeah,
they're great. Yeah.
We have fun.
So, you know, bands do break up.
They
do. But you stayed together.
We did.
When did you call it quits on the music career, if that's even what you did?
No, we kind of, there just became too overwhelming to have both things. I mean, music is still a huge part of my life.
The music, I mean, it is a huge part of my life. I don't sing like I used to, but I still owe it so much because I would do makeup because I was on stage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I owe even where I'm at to that part of my art, if you will.
And for Makeup For You, Rose, did you have like formal training, or this is something you just taught yourself?
I'm the product of a million mistakes. Mm-hmm. I am Miss Trial and Error. I'm still figuring it out.
And Ben, now you're a beauty entrepreneur. Mm. Did you imagine yourself in that position when you were on the cooler?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's funny. The story of Rose and Ben really is, hey, there's an open door. Let's go through it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's more like, let's see
Let's see what's on the other side.
Yeah, let's see what's on. That was fun.
And for us, it was, if we're doing it together, it's going to be okay. Right? And so, like, and obviously, the story of her social platform is really, really interesting, because she started when she was, 2012, let's say. Yeah. I always forget 2011, 2012. But nobody knew what social media could be, right? And we were trying to support our band in the best way we could, which was like static images.
We're going to play at the Bluebird. Come see us. Yeah. They didn't come see us.
They didn't follow us. But what was really interesting is what they did do is start commenting on Rose's makeup.
Yeah.
And this was really unique for Rose, because from the place where she was, she didn't really have a community that she could discuss this passion.
Especially being from a small town.
Right.
And I've always been a lot more creative, even with usually the way that I express myself, the way that I dress, my makeup. And I won't say that people were very cruel. But that being said, it was still a way to express myself, and it made me feel complete to express myself like that. So when I found, I guess, my community, my friends on Instagram, and they loved that creativity as much as I loved putting it out into the world, I was in paradise, and I still am. And I still have supporters, which I call friends, from 2012 that are still with me after all of these years. And we've all grown up together, and we've all learned to adjust our wings because our eye shapes keep changing. So we've had, it's just been an incredible journey to go from music, where I will say we did find very small success, and we had such a good time with that, and we were able to create albums. But from music, it kind of fell into makeup, and it's just been such a beautiful journey. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just so thankful to that part of my life, because now I'm here.
So during the 10-year musical journey, was music paying the bills, Ben, or did you have to find other ways to pay the bills?
It paid for a while. I'm pretty proud of that.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
The thing about music is it never really pays the bills.
Well, the lights were on.
The lights were on, right? That's what I was talking about, the open door. It's that everything that was there, we kind of walked through. And a lot of what people don't know about my background, just because we don't share it a lot, is I worked for an oil and gas company for 13 years. And I started out as executive assistant to the vice president of technical sales. And
yes.
this is metal oxide catalyst. So for everybody who wants to know,
I'm going to tell you
exactly what metal oxide catalyst does. It's base metal and rare metals. Anyway, and then when I finished up 13 years, I had the owner who was my mentor. He was the vice president of technical sales, but really the CEO is what he really was. And he taught me so much that I've been able to apply into this business.
Yes.
And it was like, you know, like I said, 12, 13 year career. And I finished off as a special projects manager, whatever the heck that means.
While you were doing that, I was figuring out color theory.
That's right.
On my own.
Yeah. And so what that really means is you have tenure here, you've been in every portion of this company, and so if there's something that needs done, you can manage it. Mm-hmm. And so that really helped. And I've migrated that, a lot of those teachings, into the business, like things that, you know, I definitely want to learn just through music. So, yeah.
So you mentioned the lights were on, and as an entrepreneur myself, when I get overwhelmed with, like, you know, I wish this was a little easier, or I wish this was, you know, a little bit better, I remind myself that, like, there's gas in the tank. I live in a warm home in the winter and a cool home in the summer, and just the sort of, like, basic things to feel gratitude of helps me kind of reshape where my thinking is.
100%. I'm always reflecting.
Yeah, perspective.
So, Rose, like, what do you pull on when, you know, because this is not easy. Like, you know, being a public figure is not easy, right? Growing a business is not easy. What are those things that you pull from to help yourself through the day?
For me, I it's just so corny, but it's truly my supporters. They're always there. They're truly just so, and you'll notice I never say the word follower. That is just not what this is. They aren't just following to see me. They're following for kind of the love of makeup and for the education. So I find that I just having them, and we're so, I even kind of have to, like, backtrack into why, because at this point in my career, where my, as large as my pages are, I'm still the one that runs everything. I'm the one that answers every single DM. I'm the one that answers all of those comments.
Really?
100%. That is all me. So if you're rolling in my DMs, that's me. That is not an assistant. I don't have an assistant. I have someone. I do have, I love you, Ellie. I know you're going to watch this. She comes and helps me wash brushes. That's my one thing I like doing. But we can all relate, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I have a brush company, but I'm not washing my own brushes. I'm telling secrets. Maybe that's why I have too many.
So do you don't want someone else to touch your DMs?
I don't feel that they have, well, they can't have the connection. They haven't been there for 12 or 13 mm-hmm. years or 15 years almost. They just haven't, they don't have that understanding. Like, I know what these people's, like, dogs look like. Mm-hmm. I know the name of their animals. So community is just, it's so important to me. And when you have that, it's almost, you sit back and you look and you're like, I don't know how I'm here, but I'm grateful for these people.
Well, Laura Geller was on the show earlier, and she talked, I love her too. And she was talking about how, like, sometimes she goes in to answer the customer service messages, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you know the answer, it has to come from the heart. Maybe that's
especially,
just the way it needs to be.
Especially with makeup and with brushes. And I feel like so many people would be like, hey, the brush is doing this. I'm like, have you tried holding it this way? And they're like, no. Oh my gosh, you've solved my problem. And I feel like what Laura did say, there's just no way for someone that isn't you to answer that. And I feel like it's just so important. And I know that scaling, we'll talk about scaling in a little while, because scaling a company, it's very difficult to do it and keep heart. Mm-hmm. But with what I have right now, I still want to hold on to that so dearly. And not even for brand awareness, brand building. In fact, I'm even very mindful with how much I talk about the brushes on my page, because I don't want you to feel that this is a place I'm trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I don't even tag the brushes or mention the brush. I'm just like, hey, let me help you with this. So in my heart, community is just, it's why I get all any of this.
So let's talk about this power duo theme. Ben, what is it that you do? And then Rose, you'll tell us what you do. Like, and is there, like, a really clear defining line?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I guess if you want to a very top level, it's that I try to alleviate Rose's responsibilities to empower her to be as creative as she possibly wants to be. And because she's so community focused, she does not have a lot of time to deal with operations and logistics and finance and all the wonderful things.
Please
that
don't
you
make me look at those numbers.
Yeah. Sometimes we got to look through them.
No.
We got to look through them. We got to make
put
changes.
Clear on them.
That doesn't solve all problems. So the split is really that I handle the day to day, right, of the business. And thankfully I have a background, like
and everything that I do is going to be creative. Mm-hmm. I am 100% a creative.
I always use the analogy. I don't know if you know the famous picture of Picasso, and he's standing in his home and he's in, like, PJs, and all he has is art all around him. And that's where he lives. That's not just his studio. And that's how I always envision Rose. And she goes into a room, and if she can just think about creating, we actually call it the makeup dungeon, not because she's trapped there, but because
he doesn't let me out.
But it's because, but because it has a single light source, because we want to keep the color temperature even, right? So for her specific thing, she wants one single light source, even color temperature, and it has to be very up close and personal. It's not like she's trying to create atmosphere.
It gives interrogation.
It gives interrogation a little bit. And so she's in her makeup dungeon, and she's just flourishing. And so that's what I'm trying to keep.
Just thinking about it.
That's what I try to do for her. And so everything else is at Rosamond Beauty is pretty much me and my team. And then, except for PD, she is 100% in charge of PD.
That's creative to me.
Because I have no idea what brushes are supposed to do, really. Now I've learned, obviously, but, you know. But so that's kind of the split, and it's a pretty dramatic split, you know. And it's okay, because we flourish in those things.
We do.
Yeah. So, Rose, I understand your reluctance to want to study the numbers, because as someone who's had, I've had my business for 19 years, I didn't want to look at the numbers either. But I brought in a new CFO and COO about a year and a half ago, and I told them that I hate it. It makes me so uncomfortable. But I told them, but I'm going to commit to it. Like, I'm going to, you're going to show them to me every week. I'm going to ask questions. And I ask questions like a five-year-old, because, like, I really don't understand it often. When it doesn't feel good, I tell them. But then they would say, like, do you want us to not show it to you? I'm like, no, I'm committed because this is going to make me better at my job.
I joke a lot. But for me, I know everything that goes on in and out with it. But that being said, it's not something that I want to completely focus on. Mm-hmm. Because when you do that, I feel like it could even change the way I do my content.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So I am not oblivious, but I know enough to keep me in the space that isn't clawing and scratching.
Yeah.
And it can be motivating, you know, and when things, you know, happen that you've been, that had direct input in, like different promotions and all these things, it's very satisfying. Like, oh, okay, this is what that generated.
Yeah, for me, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, it can be exciting or it could be awful. Yeah. It's usually not, there's no like in between.
Yeah, and then you don't want to get too comfortable when you're doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love this conversation, because it's like the best way to end the Power Duos thing. Like the way that you're working together, the respect that you have for each other. Given that you work in such different functions in the business, how have you like gotten through some tougher times together, some like business challenges where like each other's areas of focus really came together and meshed together?
That's a difficult question. We've been focused on a single goal through our entire relationship. And so
what is that goal?
Well, it changes, right? So originally it wasn't building out a company. Mm-hmm. It was
signed what to a label.
Getting signed to a label. Okay, let's go on tour. Let's see what we can generate. So I don't know how to answer that really in any particular spot. It's just like, okay, we have to fix this. We're going to do it. However that sound, maybe you're going to do it in your way. Maybe I have to do it in this way. But it's... Yeah, it's always together, and we're pretty, because we've come from, and been together for so long, and come from humble means, whatever that means, like, even challenges right now are fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe that. It's like, look at what we get to figure out together. I'll give you
a privilege it is to try to figure this out.
Yeah, it's I'll give you an example. When we first launched the brand, all our inventory was stuck in demurrage at the Port of LA.
Oops.
Of course, we had no power or control over that. So the only control we had is how do we deal with that from our emotional response, right? And we're like, well, first of all, transparency. Get the information out to our customers. This is what's happening. If you want your money returned, we're up for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, less than, like, I think 4 people out of everybody on our initial launch wanted their money returned.
Oh, wow.
And so that was
just
like...
You gotta keep it chill.
Yeah. And so...
Keep it chill, keep it transparent.
And it's just how we approach it. We're like, oh, we could have said, this is going to wreck our entire business. But we're like...
everything.
But the truth is, we're like, we've been through a lot worse than this. Yeah, we have...
That was a privilege.
So... I hope that answered the question. It wasn't very specific or detailed, but yeah.
Well, what is the goal now, like at this particular moment?
It's a good question.
It is. It's so hard because who am I to say, I don't even know what I want out of this because I didn't know what I wanted when I got into it. What do I want out of this? I love the idea that I have this little extension of my... I'm going to grab this.
Please.
I feel more comfortable with it in my hands. I love that I have this little extension of me that helps you get ready every single day. It's part of your routine. So I love the idea of my knowledge and my help being with someone. But I don't know what that means in terms of what's next for really where our next step is in life.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We work very we work year to year.
Honestly, it's hourly at this point.
You know, like, well, these are great brushes to launch. These are going to help people. Where's the gaps here? Oh, this is a gap. Let's fix that.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I even wanted to do brushes. I just always thought that for so long they were looked at as a gift with purchase. Mm-hmm. They were never kind of celebrated the way that a brush can be celebrated, because we can have one brush and it kind of just reawakens everything in our entire makeup collection. So that is something that I've been passionate about for as long as I can remember.
So you mentioned the way you talked about the business. To me, it sounds like it's an adventure. Would you agree with that word?
It is.
Yeah. So almost like playing, like, you know, like Jungle Gyms.
Intentional. It's an intentional playing, because I'm not just putting out something and slapping my name on it.
Yeah, like a Jungle Gym set where you're like, you know, going from one thing to another, and then maybe you're doing a little flip, and then maybe you fall down, and then you hop back up, right?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
There's
way
a lot
to
of discovery it. In it, you know? So
there is.
And the other thing that I have to mention is our partner, is Anissa.
Anissa's been on my show.
Yeah, she's our partner. So she's
you picked the right person.
Yeah, and the partnership came so organically. We knew it was right. Rose was using her brushes. They had a big lift when Rose started talking about her. She has a passion project called Anissa Beauty too, right? Mm-hmm. And that's her vision of brushes, and this was Rose's vision. And so they got together, and she pretty much said, "Do you want to do something with brushes?" And we were like, heck yes, because this is something Rose had always talked about. And when she wanted
what Anissa does is just exceptional. It's exceptional.
It's top tier.
And then to have that level of exception with my voice was a dream come true, truly.
Yeah.
And do you think that this wouldn't have happened the way it did without Anissa?
100%,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it would have. I like to think of it like this, like, Rosebend Beauty is this little house that's built on the foundation of a skyscraper. Mm-hmm. And her business and what she's been able to achieve over this, I mean, awesome legacy of a career, right? Like, and she has so much knowledge. And obviously, I had no idea what we were doing when we came in. And just the, you know, we've surrounded ourselves with a lot of wisdom. And we've been very
fortunate
to have people
like Anissa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they've helped guide us, and like, is this what you want to do? And really, it's casting Rose's vision about brushes. Like, it's very brush focused. Like,
brushes.
Yeah, it's really brush focused. And there's a reason for that. Like, you know, we've talked about going into cosmetics. Is this something you want to do? Is that something you want to do?
And obviously I'm very passionate about cosmetics, but I still feel like there's so much to be discovered.
Yeah.
And there's so much of my voice left. For brushes.
And I think your voice is very unique in
it was before when we were singing too.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's go back to your hands-on work, like answering DMs. What are some of the things that people say or ask you, like some of those common things?
It's mostly just makeup help. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a lot of that's where I get a lot of my inspiration is people asking me for how to fix things. That's essentially what my page has been for as long as I've had it. I never got into lifestyle. I never got into sharing really anything else but makeup and helping you enjoy it more. So it's either that or, hey, I found a cat.
Oh, okay.
We like animals.
So they think you're going to foster the cat?
I usually do.
Oh.
We have a lot of cats.
Okay.
No, we only have three, but...
Three cats, and their names are?
I have Jean, who is an angel that God sent from heaven. I have Judah, who I've had for 15 years, who is the devil was brought him to me. Cat's mean. And then I have my newest discovery. His name is Ulysses, and he's a sweetie pie. He's probably in our bed sleeping right now.
Doubt it. Even though I'm allergic, but that's okay.
Oh, really?
But it's okay. I have Zyrtec.
Are there any other animals in the house?
I have Doug, who is my
son. Oh, hi, Doug.
He's my little angel.
What kind of dog is that?
He's a Silky Terrier. So if you watch any of my stories, any of my content, you'll usually hear some kind of snoring, and it's either Jean, the angel from heaven, the big orange cat, or it's Doug snoring. But Doug usually does the tap dancing.
Yeah.
So I can't keep him quiet. Bless.
Gene works with me, actually, to be honest with you, nowadays.
Yeah. You took Gene from me.
The cat comes to sit with you?
Yeah, he has a chair in my office, and he sits there. And I think it's because it's so warm because of all the computers in my room.
Mm-hmm. That literally, Gene will come to his room and, like, make him go to work. He's like, no, we need to go to work. So,
to bring where we started together to where we are now, so you are a guitar banjo player. Am I right on that?
Sure. Most anything that has strings. Piano, bass, mandolin. Banjo, guitar
mostly,
but yeah.
So I'm going to make you think right now.
Sure.
How is running this business similar to playing the piano or the banjo?
I'm. If you want me to be honest, mm-hmm. I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works in different parts of your brain. There are creative aspects in marketing, and here's the thing: like, I still do all the photography, all the graphic design for anything that you see on Rosabend Beauty is me. Right. And so that aspect of it, I think I pull from my creative side. Mm-hmm. There's a discipline aspect of learning an instrument that you could potentially
correlate.
Yeah. Correlate with running the business. But I really feel like they work in different spaces in my brain. And that's my detach. I go back and forth from creative to like implementation, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And Rose, is there any correlation between singing and songwriting and what you're doing?
Art is art to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's very much connected. And also, because like I said earlier, what I do now came from that. So it was just part of that routine. So art is art to me.
So before we close out this part of the show, you were generous and provided beautiful product for the gift bag. Will you tell everybody what's in the gift bag?
It's our C41. It's going to be this brush right here that I have to hold. Love you so much. Bless all of you so much. I love you. But for this is actually, when I designed this, I was thinking really anything cheek, but it's really for blush. And I all of our handles you're going to see have a more elongated handle. And there's a reason for that, because it really matters about where you hold a brush because of pressure and control. I could go into serious detail, but we're going to stop there. But also the slopes, because I love the idea of transitions in makeup. So whenever you have this, where it's going to pick up that product, it's going to gradually pick it up in different areas. So it's going to pick it up heavier here, and it's going to pick it up less here at the top. And once you go to press, you're going to get the perfect transition. So, yeah, we could go into detail, but we'll save that for TikTok.
So before everybody leaves, please take a gift bag and thank you for your contribution.
I'm so excited for y'all to try it. I'm really excited.
We're going to transition to the next phase of our show.
Let's go.
And this is our game.
Oh, Lord, help me,
so
Jesus.
There's no right or wrong answers.
There's wrong ones.
They always say that. But
well, okay. I mean, it's literally your work. So let's see.
Okay.
Music duo to start. Now, makeup world. So we want to play a mashup game. So Natasha did a lot of research.
She bless looked, you, Natasha.
Wait till you hear this.
Okay.
Music or makeup is the theme here. Is it a name of one of your songs, or is it a makeup product?
Okay, let's go.
Or shade, okay? So I'll give you a softball one first.
Okay.
Blue Bonnet Hill. Is
that's
it
a
music?
Song.
Song.
Okay, and you wrote that song.
Heck yeah.
Tell us about that song.
Well, it actually stemmed...
It was a dark time in our lives.
No. It actually stemmed from... In Texas, there's an area called Central Texas, and it's somewhere between Houston. So it's New Brunswick.
Brenham. Austin, we'll just say Brenham.
Brenham, Texas.
It's known for its blue bonnet.
It's known for its blue bonnet. And when you go there, all the blue bonnets are blooming. So the concept was that you're actually seeing a sea of blue. So even though it's a field, it feels like water. And so that was Blue
Deep.
Bonnet Hill. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I should say it's music, makeup, or mashup, because some of these things are
okay,
both.
They could be both.
Yeah. Both. Okay.
I know there's not a Blue Bonnet Hill eyeshadow out there.
No, we haven't found one. okay, so let's go to Pillow Talk. Is it music, makeup, or mashup?
It's both.
That's both.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me how you know that.
That would be Pillow Take Me Back to Paradise.
No. The actual song Pillow Talk is a song, and then I'm sure that it's a shade.
Yeah, that's
somewhere.
Charlotte
Tilbury. Yep. Charlotte Tilbury, yep. And who sings Pillow Talk? I can hear it.
This is...
Yeah, that's it.
I have something that says Zane. I don't know.
Zane.
Oh, Zane.
I was going to say, hang on, Diva. Let's say Malik.
Okay, let's go to Devil Man. Is this music, makeup, or mashup?
That has to be just primarily a song. That cannot be a makeup brand.
No, it's your song.
Yeah.
Tell us about that song, Rose.
Well, I didn't sing that one.
That was me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You sing it.
Yeah, I wrote it when I was like 14. Yeah, and it was...
Yeah, you wrote that before me.
Yeah, and it was something we brought onto the album because I was just a troublemaker.
Uh-huh.
And so it was about me getting in the car and having a good time. Yeah, that's what that was about.
So let's do Better Together. Is this music, makeup, or mashup?
That has to be a mashup. I feel like some makeup brand would have that
Better
in there.
Together.
We didn't find it. We have your song. It doesn't mean that we didn't, you know, like... Natasha's very good at these games, but maybe she didn't find it. But no, Better Together, we have this your album. I can never go.
Funny story about that. We sang that to each other at our wedding.
Oh, we did. Like on stage in front of everybody?
On the little area where we were, yeah.
That's so cool.
The actual thing, yeah.
Wait, did your band play the wedding?
So we had hired guns. Yeah, so in music, you can play with musicians, but it was just us. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, let's do one more. Yummy. Is this music, makeup, or do you think it's a mashup?
It's a mashup.
Okay, tell me what you know.
I know Danessa.
Danessa Bieber.
Has yummy
Justin
balm.
Bieber.
Yep. Justin Bieber music.
And then Danessa Myricks has yummy balm.
Yep. So shout out to Danessa, who's been on this show.
Yeah, love you, Danessa.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was so fun.
Yeah.
This was a blast.
And thank you, everybody, for this conversation and being our last recording of the day for our power duos. What a great way to end this. And thank you all for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Jody. That was fun.
Thanks for listening to Where Brains Meet Beauty with Jody Katz. Tune in again for more authentic conversations with beauty leaders.